Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X23 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3110BN. Today's date is July 6, 2023, and the title of the episode is Those in Power No Longer Pull the Strings, Hunters Become the Hunted. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Millions of Americans' personal data is being exposed in a global cyber attack. Both the United States government and citizens are being hit with a massive global attack that's reportedly exploiting a vulnerability in widely used software. It's believed that Chinese or Russian-affiliated hackers are behind the attacks in an espionage attempt. What's worse is that hundreds of organizations around the world have also been hit by this same cyber attack. This is why I highly recommend Virtual Shield 1. Virtual Shield 1 helps securely protect your data from cyber attacks like this one and many others, including data leaks. Everyone should use this protection because it allows you to browse the web with confidence and protect your online identity, which is more important now than ever. This comprehensive solution includes Virtual Shield's VPN, identity protection, social security protection, dark web monitoring, malware and blocking, fast speeds, the ability to help remove your name from the internet, and anonymity for all around security and privacy. Sign up for Virtual Shield 1 using my link down below to get a 60-day risk-free trial of Virtual Shield 1, which comes with unlimited access to Virtual Shield's VPN across all your devices, malware and ad blocking, identity protection, 1 million in insurance, 24/7 customer support, and much, much more. Go to virtualshield.com/X22 or click the link down in the description below to take full advantage of this special offer now. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are no longer pulling the strings. There was a time when the deep state, they were in complete and utter control. There was a time that they were pulling the strings and they were calling the shots. That has completely ended. They are no longer pulling the strings. They are now the hunted. And we can see with every day that passes, and as more and more information comes out about the Biden crime family, you can see who's really in charge. This information was never supposed to be brought out into the open. Nobody was supposed to know about the 20 shell companies. Nobody was supposed to know that they were money laundering. Nobody was supposed to know any of this information. Nobody was supposed to see the information on the Hunter Biden laptop. None of this was supposed to be brought out into the public realm. But it has been brought out into the public realm, which means the deep state players are realizing that the Biden crime family, they are becoming a liability. It is time to remove them. And it's getting worse and worse as every day that passes. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they are bringing the deep state players down this path where they want them to remove the Bidens, remove them and have them not run for the 2024 election. Because I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they are now setting all this up to bring in the change of batter so Trump, the Patriots, can expose Obama, expose these individuals and what they have really done. And every step of the way, you know what the people are seeing? The people are seeing these individuals fight against the Constitution. I mean, really think about this for a second. Right now, the Biden administration is appealing the ruling of the judge where it set, where the judge says, well, we cannot allow the government to speak to the social media companies to censor people. Really step back and think about this for a second. The federal judge is telling the resident, you can't censor people. It goes against the Constitution. Biden says, well, the hell with that. I'm going to appeal. I'm going to keep appealing. Maybe they'll get to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court goes, hey, by the way, didn't you swear that you were going to uphold and protect the Constitution? You were going to protect free speech. You were going to protect all the rights of the people. You're going to protect everything. Instead, you're fighting against the Constitution. Aren't you actually doing the opposite of what the leader, the supposed leader of a free country should be doing? I think people of this country are starting to realize this now. They can call it misinformation, disinformation. When you contact a social media company and you instruct them to take down an account, you're violating someone's rights. You're violating the Constitution. You're going against everything this country was built upon. I think the people are starting to see this. And now the people are saying, wow, I'm seeing that they're a crime family. I see that they don't go along with the Constitution. I see every step of the way that they're against this country. And it's not just the Bidens. It's other governors. It's other corrupt politicians. And what's very interesting, as more and more evidence comes out against the Biden crime family, remember, they're just the beginning, because this is going to lead to Hillary. It's going to lead to Obama. It's going to lead to many, many other people. But as more and more evidence comes out, what are people noticing right now? They're noticing how the White House press secretary and the rest, how they keep lying to the people. They think the people are stupid. They think the people don't know what's going on. They think the people don't realize that they're being lied to. But when things come out that are so outrageous and they have to cover it up and lie, the people can see it very clearly. Let's take, for example, this whole thing about the cocaine that was found in the White House. And what's very interesting about this is that the story is continually evolving. They keep saying, well, it wasn't in the library. Oh, it was in the common area. Oh, it wasn't really in the common area. It was over here. They keep changing the story because the people realize it's Hunter Biden's cocaine. It's his drugs. Everyone knows he smokes crack. He snorts cocaine. He was in the White House, even though the White House press secretary is lying to the people. Chris Hauck put this out and said, Karine Jean-Pierre doubles down on blaming the cocaine being found at the White House on tourists. Where this was discovered is a heavily traveled area where many White House, wing, and I should even be more specific, West Wing visitors come through this particular area. Really, she thinks the people are that stupid. They think the people don't realize, oh yes, you moved a location of the cocaine many, many times. Hey, instead of explaining to us, why don't you just produce the video? Oh, that's right. You don't want to produce video because it's almost like January 6th, because it would show that you're lying. And I think the people realize this. But what's very interesting is DC Drano put this out on Twitter. During the 4th of July festivities, all of a sudden you see Hunter Biden duck behind Jill Biden, and it looks like he took a bump of cocaine. And this is what DC Drano says. Nothing to see here. Just a video of Hunter Biden allegedly doing a bump of cocaine at the White House in front of children. But don't worry. The media said the bag of blow found at the White House wasn't Hunter's. And Politico, they put out this headline saying, White House cocaine culprit unlikely to be found. And that's coming from a law enforcement official. So wait, let's just get this straight here. People are in the White House. There's cameras all over the place. People are monitored, and they're trying to tell us in the residence house that you can't find the person that placed the cocaine in certain areas. DC Drano responded to this and said, let me get this straight. The White House was evacuated and hazmat teams were dispatched to secure this bag of scheduled one narcotics. You have a visitor log of everyone that entered. You have video footage, possible fingerprints and DNA evidence on the bag, and its owner is unlikely to be found? Sounds like they don't want to find its owner because they know who it is. It's Hunter. Hey, it reminds me of the bomber in January 6th. Oh, they have the license plate. They have the video. They have everything. They just can't figure out who this person is. I mean, is anyone buying what they're selling? Absolutely not. Trump, he put this out on True Social. He said, does anybody really believe that the cocaine found in the West Wing of the White House, very close to the Oval Office, is for the use of anyone other than Hunter and Joe Biden? But watch, the fake news media will soon start saying that the amount found was very small, and it wasn't really cocaine, but rather common ground-up aspirin, and the story will vanish. Has deranged Jack Smith, the crazy Trump-hating special prosecutor, been seen in the area of the cocaine? He looks like a crackhead to me. Then he said this, where are the White House security tapes, like the ones I openly and happily gave to deranged Jack Smith, which will quickly show where the cocaine in the White House came from? They already know the answer, but probably don't like it. The Secret Service, they already know whose cocaine this is. I mean, this is really not that difficult. They all know it's Hunter. They're trying to cover for Hunter. And you could see that the rhinos, they are on board with all of this, trying to cover for the Bidens. Look what happened here. Republicans are coming to the aid of Hunter Biden in an effort to stop Congress from connecting the president to his son's influence peddling schemes. Former Republican Representative Denver Riegelman of Virginia is now employed by Hunter's legal team. I mean, you just can't make this stuff up. And you know how you know this guy is part of the deep state, part of the swamp? Adam Kinzinger put this out on Twitter. If anyone has altered Hunter's information or tried to plant anything, Denver will find it. He's the best there is, which means they're going to try to cover everything up. That's what they're going to try to do. But is this going to work? Absolutely not. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, it looks like Chuck Grassley, Representative James Comer, Ron Johnson, they're all asking the OSC, Kerner, to immediately investigate all allegations of retaliation against these IRS whistleblowers. In addition, we request that you immediately seek the appropriate disciplinary actions. And they're absolutely right. But think about what's happening now. Think about what's happening with Biden. Think about how they are now become the hunted. Because all this evidence is being produced. The country can see what's going on. Even the Democrats are now seeing the two-tier justice system. Even the Democrats are saying, oh yes, the sweetheart deal, that is because Hunter is Biden's son. And the people are starting to realize that the FBI, Department of Justice, they're all part of the same criminal syndicate team. So if the people are starting to realize this and the people are starting to understand what's going on here, that means that Biden is becoming a liability. And what's very interesting is there are two posts, 3353 and 3354, July 8th, 2019. And this is how they read. What happens when those who held positions of power and influence no longer pull the strings? What happens when blackmail no longer works? Do you become a liability? Yes, you do. Post 3354, July 8, 2019, down below, it says the following. When blackmail no longer holds due to loss of senior level key government positions and 11th hour testimony, those previously protected become prey. Hunters become the hunted. God wins. And that's exactly what we're seeing. We're seeing those people that were in control, those people that were pulling the strings, those people that had it, they are now becoming a liability. And it's not just the Bidens. Oh no, this is going to move to the Clintons, move to Obama, move to the rest. Remember, these individuals, they're no longer in control. They have lost control as soon as they went ahead with the insurrection. Actually, Trump and the Patriots, they trapped him in all of this. This wasn't about just the four-year election. It wasn't just about, hey, look, they cheated. This was about making these people pay. This was about making these people feel pain every step of the way. And that's exactly what they're feeling. And as they feel the pain, you know what the people are seeing? The people are seeing the truth. The people are seeing the infiltration. The people are seeing how they go against the Constitution, how they are treasonous, how they overthrew the United States government, how they overthrew the duly elected president, how they did this with foreign entities. That's what needs to be shown to the people, and that is what is being shown to the people. Because in the end, there will be no escape for these people. In the end, no matter if you're a Republican, Democrat, Independent, no matter what race you are, the people will be against them. The people will turn on all of them. Because Trump and the Patriots, they are bringing them down this path. The path of no return. The path that will destroy each and every one of them. If you just step back and take a look, look what's been happening. Look at what they tried to do to Trump. They tried to open the borders. They tried to bring us to war. They tried to destroy the economy. They tried to say that Trump was a racist. They tried and they tried and they tried. Now Trump has turned the tables on all of them. It is his turn. You might not see it that clearly, but look at what you have seen since the resident came into position. They decided to open the borders. Are the people with the resident? No, they're completely against them. The people are no longer with them. Even the Democrats are no longer with them. The economy's failing right now. Are the people with the Biden administration? Are they with Obama in the basement? Are they with the fake news? No, they're completely against them. The majority of the people, even Democrats, are against them. Think about what's happening with censorship. As people are learning how the government has been saying, hey, you're censored, you're censored, you're censored. You think the people are with them? You think the people are saying this is a good idea? No, the people are against this. I mean, really think about all of that, everything that you're seeing right now. Trump has completely turned it all around. They are now the hunted. And it's going to continue because what is happening? Trump, the Patriots are bringing us to down this path where it's forcing the deep state players to do the ultimate thing they wanted to do to Trump, bring us to war. And when they try to do this, it's going to completely backfire on them. And you can see we are headed in that direction. We'll get into that in just a sec. But once again, what else are the people noticing? They're noticing every step of the way, the Biden administration, the fake news, the corrupt politicians, every chance they get, they're trying to remove the freedom of the people. They're trying to remove the rights that you have. They're violating your constitutional rights every step of the way. And you know what the people are seeing now? They're seeing that the Biden administration, Obama in the basement, the fake news, they're completely fighting against the Constitution. They're coming out and they're saying, we don't agree with the Constitution. The judge ruled that the government can no longer speak to the social media platforms, the Department of Justice, the CDC, DHS, corrupt politicians. You can't tell social media companies to censor people. It violates the Constitution. So what is the Biden administration doing? Well, the hell with that. We're going to appeal this. So they're appealing the Constitution. They're appealing what the Constitution gives us. I mean, really wrap your brain around this. They're actually out there going against the Constitution. They're not even hiding. We're going to appeal this decision because we believe we have the right to censor people. That's what they're saying. Remember, the founding fathers, when they gave us the First Amendment, it didn't say you have free speech unless you're putting out disinformation. You have free speech unless you're putting out misinformation. No, it says you have the freedom to speak. You have the freedom of speech. It doesn't matter if it's hate speech. It doesn't matter if people don't disagree with it. It doesn't matter if you're telling the truth or not. You have the right to do it. The people then will decide if they want to listen to you. The government doesn't have that right. Actually, didn't we see this in the past? Didn't we have the Catholic Church? Didn't we have governments? Didn't we have all these different entities tell people that you couldn't say certain things, even when they were telling the truth? Aren't they doing the same exact thing now? The Biden administration, Obama in the basement, the fake news, the corrupt politicians, and all these other people, they are now out in the open telling you we are now fighting against the Constitution. It couldn't be any clearer. And wouldn't that be funny if it went all the way up to the Supreme Court and the Supreme Court made a ruling and said, listen, I don't know if you realize this, but you are the resident and you're supposed to be protecting the Constitution and you're actually fighting against it. And what you're doing is completely unconstitutional because the people have the right to speak freely and you don't have the right to censor them. You see what you're doing here? I mean, at this point, I think all of these people should be removed. They're knowingly violating the Constitution. They're not hiding it. They're completely out there and they're trying to do it through a court of law that is based in the rule of law of the Constitution. I mean, really think about this. It's not just free speech that they're doing this to. It's gun control that they're doing it to. It's almost everything that we see today. It's not going to stop. It's just going to get worse and worse. They're actually showing you, we don't like the Constitution. We want to control what happens. And we don't like you having weapons. Now, what's very interesting is that we know there was a mass shooting in Philadelphia. And we mentioned that yesterday. And we know it was a BLM person who was a trans person, who was dressed up as a trans person. But just like we saw the other transgender shooting, all of a sudden they're coming out and they're trying to blame all this on conservatives instead of blaming this on the person that killed children and people. So here we have Black Lives Matter. They're now responding to the shooting, and the organization is blaming conservatives for perpetrating violence by posting pictures of Kariker in women's clothing. Well, this person dressed up in women's clothing, this person named him or herself Kim Brady, and now they're trying to convince everyone that this isn't right. No, the thing that wasn't right is that this person took a weapon and decided to shoot and kill people, and their lives have ended. I think that's the most important thing here, but think about what they're trying to do here. They're trying to protect the trans community, because the trans community, they have mental problems and they don't want people to figure this out. But I think the people are figuring this out, just like they're figuring out what is going on out in France. And they can see that the government is doing exactly what Biden is doing. Isn't that interesting? Wall Street Silver put this out on Twitter and said, the National Assembly in France adopted Article 3 of the Justice Bill, which authorizes the authorities to remotely activate the cameras and microphones of telephones or other connected devices without the knowledge of the persons concerned. 80 votes for, 24 against. So let's see. They were shutting down the internet in certain neighborhoods. Now they're activating the people's phones without people knowing this. And this is happening out in France. This is a test run of what they want to do here. And you can see this is building up for 2024. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Millions of Americans' personal data is being exposed in a global cyber attack. Both the United States government and citizens are being hit with a massive global attack that's reportedly exploiting a vulnerability in widely used software. It's believed that Chinese or Russian-affiliated hackers are behind the attacks in an espionage attempt. What's worse is that hundreds of organizations around the world have also been hit by this same cyber attack. This is why I highly recommend Virtual Shield 1. Virtual Shield 1 helps securely protect your data from cyber attacks like this one and many others, including data leaks. Everyone should use this protection because it allows you to browse the web with confidence and protect your online identity, which is more important now than ever. This comprehensive solution includes Virtual Shield's VPN, identity protection, social security protection, dark web monitoring, malware and blocking, fast speeds, the ability to help remove your name from the internet, and anonymity for all around security and privacy. Sign up for Virtual Shield 1 using my link down below to get a 60-day risk-free trial of Virtual Shield 1, which comes with unlimited access to Virtual Shield's VPN across all your devices, malware and ad blocking, identity protection, 1 million in insurance, 24/7 customer support, and much, much more. Go to virtualshield.com/X22 or click the link down in the description below to take full advantage of this special offer now. And they're going to push this very, very hard. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that Trump, he let us know that World War III is coming, and it seems that the deep state players, they are preparing for this. Now, just because one false flag doesn't work, it doesn't mean they're not going to have others. But Kaneko the Great on Twitter put this out, and he put out a whole thread, but I'm just going to read from point nine on. It says, on June 29th, 2023, Ukraine's government released a heavily edited video depicting nuclear explosions, individuals in hazmat suits, and a child holding a gas mask, accompanied by the claim that Russia is plotting terrorist attacks on the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. On June 29, 2023, Rafael Grossi, the director of the International Atomic Energy Agency, refuted Zelensky's claim that Russia plans to blow up the nuclear plant. I do not see this kind of development. Our teams are there, and they are reporting every day what's happening. On June 29, 2023, the Ukrainian government held emergency disaster drills to prepare for a possible disaster at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. The emergency disaster drills, which simulated an attack on the nuclear power plant were coordinated by Ukraine's Minister of Energy, the Minister of Internal Affairs of Ukraine, and the head of the State Emergency Service of Ukraine. So it looks like they were simulating all of this, preparing for something like this. And here we are today, where all of a sudden we have Ukraine coming out with stories saying that Russia is going to bomb it. Russia has reported to the UN a while back saying that no, Ukraine is about to do this. And once again, Ukraine is in a losing position, which should tell you everything you need to know. Remember, their offensive completely failed. Everything that they've been trying to do has failed. Russia has no motive into blowing up this nuclear power plant. Ukraine does. Why? To bring us to World War III so they can get NATO involved. That's exactly what they're trying to do. And Trump, he already saw this coming. He knew that we were going to head in this direction, and he knew it was going to have to do with the N-word, which was nuclear. Now, does this mean as soon as this happens, we're going to enter nuclear war? Or if this false flag doesn't happen and they push another one, does that mean we're going to enter into a nuclear war? No. What the deep state is going to do is they're going to build this up. They're going to say, oh, Russia did this, and now we're going to have to take action. Oh, maybe Ukraine will become part of NATO on an emergency basis. Because remember what Senator Lindsey Graham warned? He warned the Russian military, if you follow the order of Putin to blow up the nuclear facility, the plant, to radiate Europe, I consider that an attack on NATO. If you follow this order, you'll be at war with NATO. They're already preparing this. Trump already knew this. He knew that this is exactly what was going to happen. The question is, how would he know that this was going to happen? How would he know that World War III was going to happen? How would he know that it was going to deal with nuclear? Unless Trump and the Patriots are in complete and utter control, and they're bringing the deep state down this path. Because remember, their 16-year plan was to do what? To bring us to war. They wanted to do this while Trump was in the White House. They wanted the economy to fail. They wanted the borders open. And they wanted to go to war. And they wanted it all to be blamed on Trump. Trump countered everything that they were trying to do, turned it around, and put the focus and the spotlight on them. Now their 16-year plan is all on them. Everyone can see them pushing war. As they push war, and as people become afraid, and you might see a nuclear explosion maybe out at sea or someplace else, we don't know what's going to happen, but it's going to be very, very scary. Trump is going to continually tell everyone, it doesn't have to be this way. We can have peace. I can calm the situation down. Now, you think the fake news, the deep state players are going to say, hey, you know what? Let's give this guy a chance. You know what? Biden can't do it. Let's bring him in. Let's have him talk peace. No, they're going to push back on Trump, and they're going to keep pushing war. They're going to keep the narrative going, and it's going to get scarier and scarier. And Trump's going to continually say, people, listen to me. I can talk to Putin. I can talk to Xi. I can talk to all these people. Give me a chance. Let's have peace. The Biden administration, the fake news, the corrupt politicians, they'll put out some article saying this is ridiculous, and they'll continually push war. And they might have a scare event. Eventually, what's going to happen as we go down this line, and as the Biden administration, as the deep state players, as the fake news push war, the people are finally going to say, enough is enough. Trump continually says, I would like to have peace. Can we have peace? Give me a chance. You have a choice at this point. The next step is war, nuclear war. You might see missiles flying into the United States, destroying a city. If you want that, go with Biden. Go with the fake news. Do what they want to do. If you want peace, give me that chance. Give me the chance to talk to Putin. Give me the chance to talk to Xi. Give me this chance so I can calm the situation down. And if I can calm the situation down and we do have peace, well, there'll be no death. Does everyone agree upon that? That we don't want death? And I think the majority of the people at this point are going to see very, very clearly who the warmongers are and who the peacemaker is. And when Trump pulls this off, I'm not saying if, when he pulls this off and we have peace, the people are going to see very, very clearly who's for America, who's for life, and who's for peace. It's going to be Trump, and the people are going to say, you know something? This is a real president. This is a president for the people. This is how Trump is going to win over the rest of the country and bring the people to his side. And when is all this going to unfold? Most likely during 2024. Most likely during the election cycle. Because once again, how are they going to stop Trump from winning? They're going to have to push war. They're going to have to push an event. They're going to have to get it started. Is it going to be a cyber attack? Most likely. Are they going to push it very hard? Yes, they are. And most likely, they're going to say that, hey, since we're heading into war, this is a very delicate situation. We can't have the elections. I think Trump and the Patriots, they know all of this. They know exactly what they're going to do. Trump has been telling us that he can have peace. I do believe they're going to push this all the way through to try to shut down the elections so Trump doesn't win. Trump is going to counter all of this with peace. And the deep state is going to be screwed. Not just because they didn't get their war. Yes, they're screwed because of that. But the other reason is there's going to be an election and Trump will win because at that point, he will have the people. And the deep state is going to go into a deep, deep panic like we've never seen before. And I wouldn't be surprised if Trump unleashes the storm. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we can see as we lead up to this, Trump is letting everyone know about all the different solutions, everything that he plans to do, everything opposite of what the deep state is doing. And Trump right now, he has signed a pledge to American women, vowing to uphold the truth that women are exclusively female and establishing that the dignity of women and girls will not be compromised in law or policy under his administration. And Concerned Women for America, the nation's largest public policy women's organization, is asking all presidential candidates to sign the pledge. Trump has already signed it. You think Biden's going to sign this one? Do you think the other candidates who are part of the establishment, are they going to sign this? This is going to be very, very interesting. And we'll have to see how this all plays out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the magistrate judge, Bruce Reinhardt, he approved new aspects of the Trump Mar-a-Lago search warrant to be unsealed. Last August, the Biden Justice Department released a highly redacted Trump raid affidavit, and now they're going to be unsealing additional parts to this. And this is going to be very interesting moving forward. Remember, I do believe that Trump and the Patriots, they needed to educate the people of this country, and they needed them to understand who is allowed to have classified documentation and who isn't. Who has the authority to declassify and who doesn't. And if you don't have the authority to do this and you start selling it to or giving it to other individuals, this is espionage. Even if you're president and you share this information with other foreign countries, this is also a problem. And I do believe we are going down this path and Trump is educating the people, because in the end, what's going to happen is that this is going to be turned on the deep state players, just like everything else. If you think about Trump's tax returns, he held out until they brought him to the Supreme Court. And now this is being used against Biden. It will be used against Obama. It will be used against Hillary Clinton. It will be used against every other corrupt politician. The same thing is going to happen here. All of this that's happening right now is going to be used against them. I do believe that Trump, he needed all of this to happen to him first so the fake news, the corrupt politicians could never say, well, this is unprecedented. We've never seen anything like this. So if he allows them to do it all to him first, where he's not guilty of anything, and then he turns it around and does it to them, they can't say a word because they already set a precedent. Trump, he put this out on True Social. He said, whatever happened to the 1,850 boxes of documents that Biden won't show to anybody? What about the docs found in Chinatown, D.C., and those in his unsecured garage where Hunter stayed as China was sending Biden millions and millions of dollars for doing absolutely nothing? Maybe the nothing was for doing plenty. And for doing plenty is in quotes. So when you think about the word plenty, that reminds me of Post 3538. This is July 29th, 2019. There are individuals standing in front of a sign. It says, welcome to U.S. Naval Station Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. And down below it says, we now have plenty of space. Now, really think about it. During Obama's presidency, Obama issued an executive order to close the prison facility in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. When Trump came into the White House, he reversed Obama's executive order, and he also decided to expand the prison and make it larger, add courtrooms, and prepare it for who? Why would he do this? This is very interesting. He did it because eventually what was going to happen is they were going to send prisoners there. Who were they going to send? Oh, that's right. All the people that were treasonous to this country. Everything is prepared, prepped, and ready to go. I do believe Trump is letting us know there is plenty of space to host all of these people. Remember, this is not about a four-year election. This is not about just, oh, having Trump be put right back in the White House. This is about exposing the system to we the people. This is about destroying the system that they set up. It's about having the people wake up. It's about having the people take back this country. It's about the people keeping this country. It's about the people understanding who the criminals really are. And once the people understand this, and once the people realize who they are and what they are and what they've done, then you can have trials. Then you can put people away. Then you can send them to Guantanamo Bay. And I do believe Trump, during his time in the White House, he set everything up for that moment. Everything has been planned from the very beginning. Everything was put into place, and it was done strategically. It might have seemed like nothing was happening, but you need to have certain things in place. It's almost like building a building. You don't just call up someone and say, I need a couple steel girders. You know what? I need some electrical wires. There is a plan to building a building. You need to plan it out to make sure it goes up right. Trump, he needed to plan all of this to make sure he was able to capture the deep state players, expose them to we the people, and then bring the deep state down a path where the military was in control so the people can see all of it play out. And in the end, as the people see it play out, the people start to realize and understand who the real enemy really is. And as people learn this and as people see this, the people become angry. The people reach that point where they say, we can't take this anymore. It's enough with these people that have been doing this. And that's what Trump and the Patriots have been doing. But Trump, from the very beginning, set everything up. This is the biggest sting operation we have ever seen in our lives. And Trump, he did this with the military and others to actually trap the deep state in all this and expose all of them to we the people. And now what people are seeing, they're seeing the criminal syndicate. They're seeing the system. They're seeing the election fraud. More and more people are realizing the elections were rigged. They cheat in the elections, not just by using one method, by using multiple methods. They coordinated the cheating. And the people now, they're learning, they're understanding. And as they learn and understand, they will have the ability to take back the country and keep the country. So this way, this never, ever happens again. And I do believe there's plenty of room down in Guantanamo for all of these people. The Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks all for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.